22 states now have smoking bans, something Wisconsin is considering. If rejected, Maureen Cassidy of the American Heart Association says Wisconsin could, in her words, become the ashtray of the Midwest. In urging legislators to pass a strict statewide ban, Cassidy pointed to what she calls immediate and substantial health hazards outlined in the Surgeon General's most recent report on smoking.
As little as 30 minutes of exposure to secondhand smoke impairs a number of cardiovascular functions in both adults and in children.
Even those testifying against a statewide smoking ban generally didn't dispute tobacco's effect on health. Instead, they tended to focus on personal liberties or economic harm. Steve Murphy does not smoke and doesn't own a bar. However, he depends on taverns, which operate his pool tables, jukeboxes, and other coin-operated amusements.
First off, we know the adverse effects on the health issue. The Surgeon General has been telling us that since the mid-50s. But yet the product remains legal. However well-intended this legislation is, SB 150 is a diary for the disaster of small business.
Murphy and other critics claim bans have hurt restaurants and taverns. However, some Wisconsin cities with smoking bans say demand for liquor licenses remains high. Appleton's mayor says the city is at its limit for bars following a ban opponents failed to overturn. Sponsors of the statewide smoking ban say they don't want bars exempt. Governor Doyle agrees, saying there needs to be a level playing field. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.